Proverbs 10:1 says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother." Solomon was a wise son for as long as his father, King David, was alive. And we can only hope that his mother didn't live to see what later became of Solomon. As 1 Kings 11:4 through 8 describes, "For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build an high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrificed unto their gods." That's just a sad ending to Solomon's life. And the very troubling thing is that Molech worship involved sacrificing children by burning them alive. The Bible refers to this as passing through the fire. It's described by Moses in the first part of Leviticus 18:21 that says, "And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech." Did Solomon produce offspring that was then offered by one or more of his pagan wives as a sacrifice to the devil Molech? We really don't know for certain, as far as I can tell. But we do know that the 13th king after David was King Ahaz, and he did such a thing. We're told in 2 Kings 16:2 and 3, 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord his God, like David his father. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, the northern kingdom. Yea, and made his son to pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel. So, since we are told about Ahaz doing such a horrible thing, it could mean that Solomon did not, or we would have been told. However, that's not a certainty. But Solomon's life is the story of a man who did not do as Paul did. He could not say as Paul did in 2 Timothy 4:7, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." How many times have you heard someone say, "Well, at least his parents didn't live to see all this"? I don't think we can know exactly when Solomon wrote these words in Proverbs 10:1. It's assumed to have been around 1000 BC and would appear to have been some years before Solomon's fall into the sins described in 1 Kings 11:4 through 8. And that would mean that neither David nor Bathsheba were burdened with the heaviness that comes when a parent sees a child being foolish. But some of us know that feeling of heaviness as parents. We've had or do have children living like fools. They ignore God's word, ignore their upbringing, and embrace the wicked world and the pleasures of sin for a season, described in Hebrews 11:25. And then some of us were once in the position of being the fool who brought heaviness to our parents. The years prior to being saved were terrible years in my life. I know I caused heaviness for my parents. Foolish choices, even after I got saved, has caused such heaviness in years past. But it's amazing how that when I began to live for the Lord, all that began to change. I have not arrived. I still have to rely on God's wisdom. And anytime I lean on my own understanding or follow the world's idea of wisdom, I'd still make a fool of myself. And that's the point of this proverb. Be wise. Don't be a fool. Follow God's wisdom faithfully for as long as you live, and you will not be a heaviness to your father or your mother, and they will gladly claim you as their child.